fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Good evening, everybody. Me. Blah, 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 blah. That's how you sing this song right here. Everybody, it is Madhouse Radio, starting late. I'm sorry, 27 minutes late. Wow, man. Minus one golden star for me tonight. My bad. Sorry. Oh, boy. It is a great night to be in America, everybody. And if you're not in America, I feel bad for you. Because we get beer in America. MadhouseLive.com is the website. Be sure to visit us there. You can call us tonight, toll-free 888-278-8509. That is the toll-free line for tonight. Once again, that is 888-278-8509. You can also reach me tonight on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio is the screen name. Once again, AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. You can also reach me on MSN Messenger at madhouselive@hotmail.com. And if you want to send us a prank request, you can use either of those ways. You can call in, you can hit us up in a chat room, or you can go to the website and use the request a prank feature. Again, the website is madhouselive.com. While you're there, be sure to peruse our selection of prank calls, past episodes, podcasts, our newsletter, a bunch of stuff. You know, just go, all right? You know, if you're just listening, just go to the freaking website just once tonight, okay? And don't think I don't know if you don't go, because I have analytical software that shows me everyone who goes and who doesn't go. And I keep a list of people who don't go to my website, like Tuck. I didn't know? Oh, yes, I didn't know. We're going to have a good night. Tonight, everybody here, of course, as always, is our assembled gathering. Of course, the leader of said assembled gathering, Milkman, the Milkman.
We're back.
We are back.
We're live. And we're ready.
Yeah, we're right. Okay, good.
Live.
Yeah. It's good to be live.
Who's
hey.
Who's got holding up your microphone over there, man?
Nobody. No, it's my cock. Come on, I got it tied to my cock. If you want to reach us...
I thought that big silver prong over there was holding your microphone up.
No. No, sir. We'll get to that later, because I got to talk about that.
Man, check out the head on that.
Here we go. Saigon coming in with... Saigon gets a gold star already. Saigon, leader on the board. Last week, we talked about... There was a character I had come up with called Rex Millionaire, and I couldn't remember his name. But that was it. Rex Millionaire. That's a funny name. Rex Millionaire. What kind of dumbass name is that? Rex Millionaire. I really hope... Oh, man. I got to find that call, just to hear myself calling, saying that I'm Rex Millionaire anyway. What's up to Syndicate Radio, syndicateradio.tv, all our peeps over there listening. What's up, guys? Zolar, who will not be on. Zolar will not be on tomorrow, Tuck. Did you know? I didn't know if you were aware of that, but he will not be on. But he is there nonetheless. Zolar, host of Zolar Vision, normally on 10 p.m. on Friday nights. Dark Jedi, Emmy Rose, of course, checking in. All the other people there. Saigon's in there. Milkman's joining in. Milkman, are you going to be on cam tonight there, man? Are you actually turning on your camera for the first time for the people to see you? For those of you who want to see Milkman, if you've always wondered what the Milkman looks like, you better hurry up and get your spot over at syndicateradio.tv and take a look at him, because he's about to go on cam, from what I understand. Is that true, Milkman? Come on, come on now, tell us. Everyone in the chat room is cool. Lonesome Loser's checking in, of course. That's cool. Lonesome Loser will be sending his numbers here momentarily. See, he's in the chat room confirming away. He's sitting there, typa. New news in the house. Tuck, of course. We're about to get to you here, but the Bad Boys of Iowa. Good pranksters are on here, too. We got Brandon Vegas, Baz. Clay is in the house. Kokanee's here. Fall's hanging out. You know? Awesome. So, and Milkman, Zolar saying you have to make an actual account to get your cam up. You can't just sign in as a whatchamacallit. What do they call it now? As a guest. You actually have to have your cam up. Why do I have you people on mute? Let's take... I don't know, Milkman. I'm sorry. Milkman's, you're off mute. Of course, Tuck and Brandon Vegas are here as well.
I guess I should log out and...
Email actually with a password and then go back in and turn on your cam. The people want to see you, man. A lot of people want to see you. Make sure you guys are syndicated. Leave them a space because this is an important moment. No, I've never seen Milkman ever in my life. I don't know what he looks like, honestly. We've been doing this for how long now, bro? 3 years almost? Going on a 3-year anniversary here in about 4 months.
Well, 3 years, going on 4 up here soon.
Yeah?
We're working on it.
Yeah, we're going to be starting our 4th year here in June 28th.
Yeah, someone send me a screenshot when you get up over here.
Yeah, we will.
Shots. Man, it's hideous.
Yeah, good. Yeah, register yourself a nickname. Get your email in there, register it, and get in there as soon as possible. Everybody wants to see you. And anybody who's listening on the podcast...
I'm on the main page, and I don't even see a place to register. I'm sure it's here.
I don't know. It's there. Look for add account, sign in, join, sign up, something like that. All right? You can do it. Come on. You're smarter than that. We got a lot of numbers here to call. I was saying, if you're listening on the podcast, we have over 150 podcast subscribers to the show. If you're listening on the podcast, if you're ever around on a Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, be sure to check us out. Go to the website, madhouselive.com. Go to syndicateradio.tv. Listen and watch us do our show live if you ever get a chance. If you ever happen to be at home with nothing to do, do that. It is cold here in Orlando, and by cold I mean it went down to the 30s this morning. I know a lot of you are like, huh, but for me that's cold. But I like the cold, so it's cool. We got a lot of prank call requests here, and we also have Lonesome Loser sending in numbers. Lonesome Loser really quickly here has sent in Kingpin Skate Shop. That's in Cali. We have Jiggles Tavern, Pimp Game Entertainment. Pimp Game Entertainment, a black guy answered at Pimp Game Entertainment. Dude, once again, I have no idea how a Pimp Game Entertainment... I'm guessing it's entertainment. It says Pimp Game Ent.
Word.
Word up. Pimp, you know, pimp your game. Weirdo Willies, Jaws Billiards, and Cafe Happy. Some confusing stuff you're sending me, Lonesome, but thank you, though, man. Keep me on my toes. Bad Boys of Iowa says if it was 30 degrees in Iowa, they would all be swimming. Well, hey, come to Florida. Enjoy it. You got a place here to hang out with us. Chalk, chalk, chalk. What's been going on in the news? We still do not have a definite Democratic candidate for president, but it's... Again, I have endorsed Obama, Barack Obama, and he's... I think at this point, it's basically you need to be high and living in a tree.
Sad news, man.
If you think that... What? What's the sad news, Milkman? What's going on?
Dude, did you... I just heard it on Tuesday night. The incredible, famous... Ultimate drummer Buddy Miles has passed away, guys.
Buddy Miles, he was a friend of Jimi Hendrix.
Hendrix and the Hendrix Experience. He's been a gypsy drummer.
Yep.
The famous, incredible Buddy Miles has passed.
Yeah.
That brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah, rest in peace.
I'm deeply sad. He was fantastic.
I heard about that today. You're right.
Rest in peace, Buddy Miles.
That's right. Rest in peace. All right, good. What else in the news here quickly? Today announced, leaked on the internet, Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. That's basically the first stop I ever do when I go online in the morning. I check Gmail, and I go to Drudge Report and get the quick synopsis on what's going on in the world. Sure, he might be a conservative, but he's got a damn good, effective news website, and he's not that bad. Anyway, Prince Harry is... I don't know if Nunu knows about this or is interested or cares at all. Prince Harry he's in Afghanistan, and you know he's the second. He's the second in line after Prince William for the to be King of England. and he's actually on the front lines fighting. He's responsible for 30 kills through calling in airstrikes at this point. So he's actually in the shit, as they would say in Vietnam, you know? But apparently the fears now are the fact that since it's been leaked that he is in Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda and Taliban forces are starting to mobilize to find him as soon as possible, and probably in an effort to either kill him or probably kidnap him for ransom. I could see Taliban forces kidnapping him, if possible, and holding him ransom in order for the UK to pull out of the Afghanistan and Iraq. I wouldn't doubt it. So hopefully that was not a disservice committed by the media here in this case. But we will continue to monitor the news story here. Be sure to stay tuned to Madhouse Radio for updates on the hour. We will keep you informed. MadhouseRadioNews.live. I wanted to play some audio here real quickly. I sent this to Tuck and Milkman and Kokanee and Ted. I see Ted's not here yet, but this is video. Well, it's not video.
Yeah, real good stuff.
This is audio. This is actual audio, ladies and gentlemen, of some type of call center where some guy is trying to sell a computer to a guy.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
Yeah, something. I don't know if it was AOL. It wasn't AOL,
howdy,
but
howdy.
I want you all to listen to this. And this guy is really trippy. He's trying to sell a computer, I guess, in a call center type environment. Maybe it was Dell or something like that to a guy who called in, and he kind of goes crazy on him, man. I could see myself doing this if I were drunk at work. This is a very Carlito way to handle your job here. Let's listen to this. Everybody enjoy. Call center worker loses mind.
Actually, I do have my long hair.
Yeah. Any second now, it'll start. Fucking YouTube,
guys,
right?
I believe I got long hair.
All right, Milkman. Listen. Milkman. Shh, shh, shh. Look, quiet.
About the computer that's on sale is $9.99. It's on a flyer that came in the newspaper.
Okay, let me confirm everything with you. We have a Pentium 4 processor, 520. We HD technology, 2.8 gigahertz. Okay, DVD player in the first bay and a free CD burner in the second base. No floppy drive. You want to add a 3.5 floppy drive?
Will this not do a disk? If I want us to put something on the disk, will it do it?
Yeah, actually, we recommend you the floppy because it's only $30, 3.0.
Okay, no, I don't want that.
Okay, are you sure? Because the future is going to cost more money. Okay, no speakers.
Speakers don't come with it?
No, sir. It's not in the flyer.
Okay, well, let me read it a little bit better, and I'll call back.
Why? You got the flyer in front of you?
Yes.
And why you call me? That gets back for me. You call me and call me again. It's going to be back.
I didn't realize that it didn't have speakers, and I don't want to have to order speakers for this price. So I'll just look somewhere else and find me another computer.
Oi! I can't believe it, Paul. Like a little girl. I can't believe it, Paul. Only four speakers. Go ahead, little girl. Little pussy girl. Get out of here.
Are you going to let me talk to your manager?
Little baby girl, little hooker.
Wasn't that fun? So, what does he say? I am incredible. Did he say or I? Little girl. Hang on, let's go back to that.
Call me again. It's going to be back.
I didn't realize that it didn't have speakers, and I don't want to have to order speakers for this price. So I'll just look somewhere else and find me another computer.
Oi! I can't believe it, Paul. Like a little girl.
I can't believe it. Like a little girl. Okay, whatever, bro. Whatever, Hermano. I can't believe it. That's the line of the night, everybody. Look, I want to talk about this real quick. Here's the deal, everybody. I bought one of these Heineken kegs, these small Heineken kegs. This thing is, let's see here, if you're on cam, watching us on Cindy Keg. There's a camera right there. an actual keg of Heineken Light. It has 1.33 gallons of lager beer, it says. It's nice and cold. This thing is giving me nothing but head. And I don't mean that way. It's just foam that comes out straight out of this thing. So actually, I pour a beer and I have to see. I poured this about a minute and a half ago, about 90 seconds ago. And it's still about half. Well, it's going over like two-thirds beer now, two-thirds liquid, and the rest is all suds. So maybe I got it on here wrong. I don't know. You don't even pump it, though. The thing is, this thing doesn't even get pumped. It's pressurized, so you're not supposed to pump it. I bet it comes out foamy until you get about halfway down. Because, when you take the foam, like really bad foam. So that's what's going on here now. And I'm using a glass, and I know how to use a keg. So whatever. Hopefully this stays cold. It feels really cold still right now. I got it next to the window. It's pretty cold outside. So hopefully this beer stays cold. I'm going to have to do a drinking game here. See how drunk I can get with a keg next to me. I have my own keg. I have taken things to the next level here. I actually got myself my own personal keg. And I was thinking the next time I go to a party, this only cost me $19. The next time I go to a party, I'm just going to bring one of these kegs and have a big big gulp cup from 7-Eleven. I'll just carry it around with me the whole night and I think it'd be kind of cool. And I'll offer people Heineken. So, hey, you want some Heineken? And I'll give him a little squirt. It actually comes out like hair mousse or something. It sounds like. I don't know. I don't think it's that good, but here we go. Heineken Light's good, though. It's a good light beer. If you're looking for a light beer, try Heineken Light. HeinekenLight.com. Because there's no pouring instructions. That's right. You just sip. You can put it on the... I can't drink whiskey, man. It's just... ugh. Something about that whiskey, man. I cannot do it. Something sick. Let's do some prank calls. We'll get back to some news stories maybe later. But let's take advantage of the time now that we can. Milkman, do you have an international card? We got some numbers here in England. You know, England had an earthquake this week, if you weren't aware. Milkman's not even here. Well, that's beautiful. Brilliant. Okay. Anyway, so in the meantime, we're going to call Pimp Game Entertainment.
Was it about 5.7?
I think so. All right, here we go. Pimp Game Entertainment, where black people work. Yes, black people do work. In Atlanta. This is in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, God. This is going to be fun. Some of my best calls to African Americans have been in the state of Georgia. It's a nice state. Nice state to go to. Everybody, go to Georgia. Visit Georgia, the Peach State. Is that what it's called? I don't know. Whatever. We'll be right back. Milkman's back. We'll be right back in a moment. The first prank call of the night.
His name was Little Sambo.
Little Sambo coming right up.
Tap.
Oh, they do, they do, they do.
Thanks, you.
That guy sounds like he doesn't return voicemails. Why even bother leaving one, right? He gets voicemails like, whatever. I don't care. Tuck is having trouble with his connection. Tuck is listening then, hopefully, so okay. Alright, so let's try this again. I'm ready for the next beer here. I am empty. You see right there, there's a proof right there. I drank it all, every last drop. Alright, so Saigon says, tilt the glass at a 90-degree angle. What's 90 degrees? Someone give me a hand here. What's 90 degrees?
That's a right angle, my brother.
So that's just
a right angle.
So completely flat?
L.
So flat. And don't let the tap touch the glass, okay? So here goes nothing. There we go. Do I pour it slow or fast? There we go. It's going.
It can't be quite at a 90-degree angle. Yeah.
Well, it can't be quite.
What you want to do is you just want it not to bubble up and just stream, stream slow on the side of your head.
Milkman.
Big head. Oh!
Oh, hey, you know what? It's a little better this time here. Here we go. I'm getting better. There we go. That's not too bad. That's an improvement. Ow. That hurt. That's an improvement right there. That's still fucked up, though. Damn it. I gotta drink more beer, so I don't care anymore. We got a YouTube link coming up by Blitz K on how to use a keg. I wish I could pour beer. I'm such a homo. This is stuff that men are supposed to be able to do. Pour beer and, I don't know, build tree houses for their sons. Stuff like that, you know? Milkman, I was asking before, do you have an international card, my good sir, that we can use?
eventually should still be good. Now we'll check the numbers right here. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, just give me the numbers because I've never saved them. Yeah, send me the numbers and then we'll do that. Eve suggests.
Oh, you never saved them. Good job. And send you some new numbers, my friend.
Okay. You know, the problem with you having video is that your shit is very jumpy, Milkman. But it is good to see you, though. We won't do this all the time. Eep suggests, and we'll try this with the next round, to actually tilt the keg. Saigon says, get under the keg, open your mouth, and pour it in. Dude, I could put this in my mouth like a straw. Maybe I'll do that by the end of the night. I'm just going to straight up.
No tea bag in the keg. No tea bag in the keg.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I'm teabagging the. That's a gay act with a keg. Guys, I forgot. Tuck's not around. Tuck has heard these. I don't know if the rest of you heard, but I have isolated about 30 prank calls from the last 3 months from the show. I got stuff from Reclude that hasn't been heard. DJ Glowworm, we got a Dr. Lego prank call here to Fetty. We got White Devil by Reclude.
Nobody Reclude been anyway.
Let me read these off, and Milkman, if you hear any of these that you want to hear, you let me know. I've got Debbie Mansfield, a very short prank call. It's only It's only 30 seconds long. It's not funny. She actually hung up. We got the Glory Hole Shelter. We got
it always promises.
Okay, right. We got the Dead calling the Redneck Saloon. I haven't heard that one yet. Let's try that one. Hang on. Let's listen to this. This is the Dead calling the Redneck Saloon. This is.
Oh, that'll be good.
I don't know how good it'll be. We'll find out.
Oh, yeah.
The Redneck Saloon. A liquor saloon or a hair saloon?
Redneck.
Oh, Redneck.
Redneck.
Hi, baby. I was over there like half an hour ago, and people were hitting on me. And I told them I was, you know, I'm a female, and they were very rude at me. And I'm going to file a complaint. I'm with my lawyer right now.
Where did you go, honey? You didn't come here.
Yeah, I came over there.
You didn't come over here to Rednecks.
Tom, can
Where
you
were
talk
you at?
To her for a minute? Tom.
Huh?
My lawyer's on three-way with me.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Is this the Redneck Saloon?
I'm sorry?
Is this the Redneck Saloon?
Yes, it is.
I let my my slow friend out of the cage, and he went down there, and now you guys screwed him all up.
Well, first of all, that's
not
true.
I'm a female.
Your friend was not here.
He's not there.
Your friend was never here.
He was.
I was over there. They were making fun of me because I was a female, and they were very
she-male.
Rude to me.
Fucking she-male. Come on. All right, we're doing another prank call here. That was the Dead. Good work, the Dead. That was from December 6th. The Dead from December 6th. The next prank call of the night's coming up. This is going to be the Jaws Billiards in Washington. One moment for the next prank. Thank you, folks.
Jaws Hello? Billiards? Pool hall?
Yeah.
Hey, how do you charge? By the hour or by the game?
Both. There's coin-operated tables and drop pocket tables that are $7 an hour.
I don't play the coin-operated stuff, man. That's not regulation, and they always got dead balls. I only play pocket game. Pocket only, and I...
Those tables are $7 an hour, yeah.
God damn, $7 an hour?
Yep.
I can bring in my own balls, right?
that'd be different. I've never seen anybody do that, sorry, but, you know.
Look, man, I don't know if you ever heard of me. They call me Seattle Fats.
No, I never have.
I'm Rex Valente. They call me Seattle Fats. I run the circuit. I need to warm up before the tourney tomorrow. I got to go down to Oregon for the tourney. I'm in this part of town. So I'm looking to come in.
Come on over.
It's got to be nice and quiet, though. Seriously, it's a serious business, and there's a reality crew that's coming with me. That's okay with you guys. They'll give you guys plugs.
Did you say a reality crew?
The reality crew is two cameras and one mic.
Be on TV and
stuff. Well, I need to get permission before. I mean, they'll plug the place. It's fine. It's gonna be a VH1. They did a show with me, Seattle Fats.
Nice. Oh.
Is it gonna be okay? I mean, they gotta come in. It's one guy with a boom mic and two cameras.
Do I get a percentage of it?
There's no
the profit.
I'm not making any money off of it. I'm just doing it to pay my back taxes, or garnish him the wages, basically, except for 10% of it. I got a per diem, though. Fuck. You know, and this guy...
Yeah, I don't know. You're going to have to talk it over with the owner, I guess, you know.
Where's he at?
If you play pool, that's fine and dandy, yeah.
Yeah, but it's his cameras. It's not gonna. They're not gonna harass anybody. They're good people. They're not even like. Not like they're gonna be out there like. Hey, look at that, that. It's just. I need
hey,
quiet.
Whatever. I don't care if they bring cameras in here. I don't care if they're playing pool. Whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
Fuck it. Let's do it. No, they can't play pool. They can't get involved at all. They just film. That's all they're paid for. That's all they do. They're union. You understand?
Yeah.
Union workers. I know this isn't a union town, but they do union shit. All right. So.
Okay.
Do you how is the jukebox there? Because we need to keep it as low as possible. I need to concentrate because I have the tourney tomorrow, and there's a lot at stake. I'm going against.
I can control the volume on the jukebox.
We turn it down a little bit, and I like the lights up a notch, but not too.
Hey, I got to get off the phone. There's some people waiting here for me.
Have you heard of the Turk? Has the Turk been calling you too about coming in?
No.
You never heard of the Turk before, because that motherfucker's after me.
On the Godfather movie.
No,
there was a character on the Godfather movie. You know, the Turk.
Yeah, well, no, this guy here...
I've never heard of the Turk.
He wants to take my ankles.
Okay.
No, he's after me. I'm in for 30,000, man.
All right.
And if I don't win this tournament, I'm screwed. So, seriously, keep the lights up and the music down. That is the rule of thumb for the night. Lights
right on.
Up, music down.
I got to get off the phone.
Can you say it for me? Come on, brother. Lights up, music down. Lights up, music down, motherfucker! Turn it down. Ryan has terminated the call.
I gotta stop yelling like that, man. Alright. That was fun, I think. How's Milkman constantly on mute? What the fuck? What the jizz, man?
Ooh.
The Turk is after Seattle Fats, everybody, here in the mouth.
We lost him, hermano.
9.6.
The mouth.
0.6. The mouth.
Nunu says Milkman looks like a serial killer. What the hell is that? Ice cream? Oh, hell yeah, man. Milkman, give me...
Ice cream!
Milkman, give me one of those Frosty bars, man. I love those, the peach ones. Okay, hey, everybody, the next prank call's coming right up here. Let's see.
Hey, man, and we got push-up, too.
Okay, here's a prank that I haven't heard. This is a
push-ups, too.
This is a prank that I haven't heard since we did it. It's called Falling Down. I think it's the one I mentioned that movie, Falling Down, in. Okay, I just muted Milkman since he decides to play loud music in the middle of the show. Moron. Falling down. Listen to this. We're going to do a prank call in a moment.
All right.
Lockstead, man.
Yes, hello. Is this the curry place?
Yes.
Good. I'm excited about curry. I've never specifically experienced curry quite in a true way, and I was hoping you guys might be able to provide that for me. Do you think that's possible?
We are almost closed today for tonight.
Well, come on, just a quick order. Come on, man. You don't understand the kind of day I had. I just want some freaking curry, man. I never had it before. Please, just go. Why you laugh?
Yeah, I saw the movie.
You saw the movie with Kirk? Fuck, man. No one heard it at all. Nobody heard it. They don't hear it. They couldn't hear it, man. They couldn't hear it.
Okay.
I want bacon burger. You son of a bitch.
Okay, whatever that was. I can't believe that guy actually knows what the hell Falling Down with Kirk Douglas is. Like, he can't speak English, but no. I know what Falling Down. I've seen that one, yeah. Okay. Whatever, it's a small world. Milkman, where'd you go? See, now I can see where Milkman doesn't answer. He gets up and he just walks around. I think he's diabetic. He has to use the bathroom, like, all the time. Jesus. Milkman, get back over here. Hurry up, damn it. Anyway, the AOL Instant Messenger and Yahoo Messenger users, you can reach me at Madhouse Radio. Again, if you're on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio is the screen name to contact me at. Zev to Zev is sending in a number for in Puerto Rico. Zev to Zev always has these numbers he gets for people who are in sex webcam chats, stuff like that. L6 Bellaco 9. Oh, we've had that number before. He's a cool dude. Nice guy to prank call. Anyway, we'll check that out in a moment. Zev to Zev, stand by for that. Milkman, come back, damn it. All right, more calls that we have to do here. We've got an international number, so let's go ahead and call people who are near Lincolnshire. Lincolnshire, England, where they had the earthquake, the epicenter of the earthquake. Apparently, this is where the forces came through and made it happen. Made the earth done shaketh beneath the source. Peter Sheriff in Lincolnshire, England. Just a moment here for that next exciting, wonderful, and complete prank call. Just a moment. Where is my damn music? Like, I'm looking for, like, my normal music that I play between breaks and stuff, and they're not showing up anywhere here at all. I gotta fix that. Oh, man. All right, here we go. We'll try this. Next prank call of the night. Just a moment, folks. We're calling England. Get ready for that. I'm gonna play a slow, boring song.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. May I speak with Peter, please?
Who is it?
This is Valente. I was looking to speak with Peter, please. Mr. Sheriff, is this Ms. Sheriff?
Yes.
All right, can you put Peter on the line, please, for me? Hello? Woman, why are you so slow? Hello? Pete?
Hello?
Hey, Peter. Peter Sheriff.
Who's
this? This is Valente. How are you, sir?
Sorry?
This is Valente. I'm calling on behalf of the National Earthquake Association. I wanted to ask you what your scope of damage was during the last quake. We'd like to file a claim. Hello. I'm just going to hang up. You know what, Peter? This is going to go nowhere, isn't it? You're just going to sit there like a douchebag. You probably got scared when you got hit by the earthquake, didn't you? You got afraid like a woman, like a girl, like a little girl. I can't believe it. Shut up there in the background talking. Stupid.
I got a show to do here, man. I don't have time for old people from England not wanting to talk. Speaking of which, here's another Madhouse prank call from December 20th. This one is called... What is this one called here? Someone give me a hand. I had to put Milkman on mute. Let me take him off of mute. Milkman, are you done with your phone conversation that was bleeding into the show? You done with that? Whatever. Whatever you said. Okay, this one is called the practice and the stoppers is off. This is exactly what this old man here in this prank call says to me at the end of it. The practice and the stoppers is off. I'm pretty sure you make your judgment and see that's exactly what he said and what he meant by it exactly. This is a prank call here for you. Or you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hold on. I'll give it to your dad.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Santa.
Pardon me?
It's Santa. Hi, Santa.
Hi, is that you, Mark?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm sorry for what happened.
Huh?
I'm sorry for what happened.
What do you mean, what happened?
I'm sorry about what happened.
To me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's nice of you. Thank you.
We're going to come bust you out.
Okay.
Okay, when can you have your stuff all packed up?
Huh?
When can you pack your stuff up?
I can't hear you.
When are you going to pack your...
Huh?
When are you going to pack your stuff?
Okay, the practice and the stoppers is off.
The practice and the stoppers are off? That's good, very good. How are your teeth doing?
Huh?
How are your teeth doing, sir?
They're doing fine.
That's good. Okay, well, Santa's going to come. He's going to come bust you out. I want you to...
Okay, thank you.
No, but you want to come out, don't you? I'm sorry we put you there.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was fun.
You hear that beep in the background, that beep. That's the beep you only hear in hospitals and nursing homes, man. Anyway. Good, that was fun. Another prank call there.
Went on the man cam there.
Yeah, that was the cam at the old folks home.
Yeah, right.
I wanted to mention I got to see I just saw Gangrene here for the first time on Syndicate just a little bit ago. That was kind of cool. First time I ever see Gangrene in person. In video. Whatever you want to call
Ben,
it.
And the green.
Yeah, cool. Gangrene says he's on a new 24-inch iMac.
All the Madhouse friends are coming out live tonight.
Yeah. Gangrene's on a 24-inch iMac. Wow, he bought an iMac. Seriously, it's got a 24-inch screen. That's something. It's a pretty big screen, man. Right,
wow.
Right. Cellular Stud says, hey, what up, your penis? Hey, penis. I sent him a picture of a penis, and he said back to me, why you point at Selk like you gay? Yeah, good. How you money make, Cellular Stud? And thank you for listening to Madhouse Radio. Milkman, please stop playing the guitar, unless I ask you to play it, please. Milkman. Please, stop playing music now.
Yeah.
Thank you. No music. Thank you.
10-4.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got a thong I'm playing right now.
You got a thong you're putting on right now. Good. Good, man.
This is a theme from Shaft. It's a theme from Shaft.
Okay, play the theme from Shaft. That I would like to hear. As KDK would say, this is beer number 4. Yeah.
Well, I just turn it down. I have to turn it back up again. I just turned it down.
Okay, anyway, like KDK would say, I'm on beer number 3.
What happened?
KDK is always on beer number 3. I'm drinking beer number three. It's beer number 3, guys. Jesus Christ.
I started out on beer number 3.
Oh, hey, everybody, I just want to mention, if you do want to call in, you can, you know, if you want to, you know, hang out with us. Again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. That's where you can reach us here tonight. Where's the crew, man? Brandon Vegas is gone. Tuck is gone. Ted's nowhere to be seen.
Baz and Kokanee are gone.
Baz. No Kokanee, nothing. Not even Gangrene's in here, man. This is sad. Gangrene, get in here, Gangrene. We need someone to pick on.
This is raw, man.
How are we supposed to have fun without just the milkman?
Gangrene may not have enough bandwidth to be in both rooms. I don't know. You didn't have this on.
You don't have enough bandwidth. I'm about to ask you to get out of Syndicate because that video is killing your bandwidth, man. You're all choppy. You choppy bastard. All right,
What's going on? Is my audio jumping?
Clay says he's here in the chat room. Does
my
I count?
Audio jumping?
Yes, it is, Milkman. You know what? Kill your video, dude. It's good seeing you here, but it's outlived its usefulness.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was nice enjoying and partaking with friends here.
Yeah. Maybe you just need some.
I'm out of here. You missed it. If you didn't see me now,
you lost it. Yeah, okay, good. Shut up and turn it off. All right. All right, so and now it's coming in fun. We're calling Wolfman Towing and Transport. This one is in Glendale, California. Wolfman Jack. Towing and Transport. That's a good man right there, Wolfman Jack. All right, anyway. Back in a moment.
Test.
I'll make mincemeat out of that beat mouse. Milkman, music, stop it, please, thank you.
Towing? Yes.
What's your dispatch turnaround like, man?
What's up?
I need a carb towed. Stuck? Need a toad? Ever heard of that?
No.
No, beautiful. What's your dispatch time like? I asked you that already, remember?
24/7.
Yeah, okay, so I called you, you're going to be here in, what, 10 minutes? I'm asking, what's the deal? I need action. Like, you hear that? You hear this? You know what that is? That's me snapping my fingers. That's how fast I want it, like this. Make it happen.
To place a call, press 1.
You faggot.
To listen, please answer.
Call him back. Hello. Dude.
Yeah.
That wasn't the speed I was talking about. We got, like, disconnected or something. I mean, you got to have serious business. I got my wife in the truck. It's stuck, and I need to get it taken out, man. Come on.
Where's your truck?
On the side of the road, stuck, and it can't move, so you need to bring your towing machine and tow it out.
Okay, tell me the address.
Can I talk to the overseer, please?
Who?
The overseer.
Huh.
Who's the head immigrant there?
What do you want, man?
I want to talk to the head immigrant, or preferably the Wolfman.
This is Wolfman Towing. Go ahead.
This is Wolfman Tony?
Yes, Tony.
So who... Okay, look, start giving the runaround, man. I want to talk to Mr. Wolfman, because I've been trying to get... I've been trying to get through to you to get you to understand that I need to get a truck machine towed out of the stuckness.
Okay, I need address.
What do you need? I don't understand what you're saying.
Address. Where is the car?
Klika. What's Klika? What's that? What the hell's a Klika? What? Sir?
I need address. Where is your truck?
Are you on a cell phone?
Yes.
You're on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Inside a building?
Yes.
Can you move outside a little bit, please?
No, I can't.
Oh, come on, man. You have to help me out. You've got to be the Good Samaritan, man. You know what's going to happen if I report you to the union?
Listen.
Just go outside, please. Just do me the favor.
Okay. My can you give me the address or no?
12342 82nd. I think it's southwest.
It's far away from my location.
Don't give me that shit. Come on, man. You're supposed to come out if I call you. It's a law.
Which city?
I will have your license pulled if you do not come here, sir. Come here and you get my truck out of the muck.
Listen.
I listen.
We see your credit.
You save me or the credit?
No. I said, we see your credit.
What city am I located? I don't have the... I'm in Glendale.
Okay. Talk to you in Glendale?
Yes.
Okay, give me the address.
123 South 60th Street.
There's no such a street on Glendale, in Glendale.
It says right here, South, man. South in Glendale. I've got it right here in front of me, please. You know, I got one of those GPS things. You know the one I'm talking about?
Okay. Spell it, please.
I hit the button, and it tells you where you are. You want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Oh, you got that?
No.
Let me try again. South 60th Street is what it says. Did you hear it, sir?
The zip code? Zip code.
Let me see. Hang on, let me tell it. Zip code.
Zip code.
There you go.
I can't hear you.
Now let me try it again. Hang on. Zip code. Zip code. All right. So how soon? 10 minutes?
1 hour.
1 hour?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Look, man, if you don't show up, it's going to be something serious. You know how to get here, at least? How does it take you to get 1 hour to get over here?
Place a call, press 1. Please enter the 10-digit phone number you wish...
have reached Wolfman's towing and transport. Please leave a message.
Bullshit, that's the Wolfman.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
I'll call him back in a second. That guy's a bundle of fun, isn't he? Milkman.
Roll, baby. Ow!
Milkman, play me a funky tune on the guitar machine, man. Play me some, we already did Stairway to Heaven once. What can you play over there? What's kind of fun that I know and like? Alright, everybody, the next prank call tonight's coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Madhouse Radio. Coming up next, Arby's in Bellingham, Washington. Now you're listening to Milkman of the Milkman, Milkman of the Madhouse Radio Band. Just a moment for the next prank of the night.
There you go.
Thanks. Thank you for that, Milkman. You made my night. Appreciate it.
Hi.
That's enough. Turn that down, Gangrene. Come on now. Don't start off with a bad foot. Start off with a good foot. The right foot, not the left. Not the left.
Arby's, how can I help you?
Arby's, what's going on, sister? Hello?
How are you doing?
Good, sister. Hey, I had a few questions about the calorie contest, but most importantly, I had a question about the roast beef. What's the freshest roast beef? Does it just come made to order, or do you just make a pound at a time? Or?
Made to order? Our specials are four regulars for $5. We have three beef and cheddars for $5, and then we have two fish for $5.
Hey, guy, I didn't ask what you had. I asked how fresh it is, how often it comes off the grill, off the line, you know?
Oh, they're on the heat lamp.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You just...
They're in the thermo.
Yeah, but what do? You pull them out of the fridge and you just put them under the heat lamp?
No.
Explain to me the process.
They go in the oven.
Uh-huh.
They go in the oven for about 2 hours, and then they go into a thermo. And then they go on the heat lamp.
Let me tell you something, though. Some people like that Arby sauce, but I tell you what, I love that horsey sauce. That horsey sauce is something else. Just talk like men. You're a manager. What's in that damn horsey sauce that makes it taste so good?
I don't know.
Why call it horsey sauce? Because it gives you connotations, you know? You can think, what's this, comes out white and it's called horsey sauce, you know? Here I am thinking I'm spreading horse spunk on my roast beef. But I like to dip my fries in it.
It's pretty good stuff.
The horsey sauce is good. What do you mix that with?
What do we mix it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just comes with an ingredient from our factory.
Yeah. It's good stuff, man, really. It makes my night when I go in there and I say, hey, can I have some horsey sauce? And... your lady's always there, have a little Carlito sauce, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever give them, what's your name?
My name is George.
George, how's the George sauce?
Well, how's the what?
The Georgie sauce, huh?
The horsey sauce?
Georgie sauce.
It's pretty good.
I'm more interested in the Georgie sauce tonight.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Salty?
Why?
Would you be interested in eating pineapple so it makes your semen taste sweeter for me?
Pineapple?
Yeah, if you eat pineapple to make your semen sweeter, and I like to eat it.
If we can sneakers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you be cool?
The who?
Tell you what. If you eat pineapple, and it makes your semen sweeter, so it tastes better for me, I'll buy you a pair of sneakers.
Or do you want to do the other thing?
Well, what else do you get into?
Huh?
What else do you get into?
What do you get into?
Are you a top or a bottom?
I like women.
Then what are you asking me for, man?
You're asking me? I don't know.
Well, you sound interested. Hey, wait a minute here.
I'm not here. I'm interested in women.
Yeah, well, you have a girlfriend?
Yep.
Well, how would she think if you were coming on to me like that? You were thinking about me sucking your cock, weren't you?
I think you were.
No, you said, oh, what else do you do? You're like, you're looking for more. You're like, yeah, what else are you going to do?
Oh,
what do you want me to do? You want me to hold your balls while I do it or something? You little freak. You dirty little monkey, you.
What about some gay? What?
Yeah, no. You know, Georgie, I'm telling you, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed. Just admit it. You were thinking about it until I brought you in on the prank. But you were thinking about doing the gay. No, you were thinking about doing it again. I have my friend KDK. Why don't you talk to him? I'm gonna give him your number. He'll call you on Saturday, okay?
You're busy sucking the guy's cock. Sorry.
You're gonna be busy sucking guy's cocks. That's okay. Yeah, hey, whatever, man. He's cool like that. He'll call you late about this time on Saturday. All right. All right, good. That's good. See, we proved it again that Arby's is full of homosexual managers.
Bullshit. That guy wanted it, man. You heard him. He was like, oh.
Would you like some horseradish on your roast beef, Carlito?
He was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I think horsey sauce, all that
yeah,
is.
Sure.
He was really thinking about it. I think horsey sauce is just mayonnaise and horseradish. I think it doesn't take a genius to figure that out. They probably
it's not really mayonnaise. You have to ask the other homos that work there, but it's not really mayonnaise.
Well, it's
white sauce, though.
It comes in package, whatever. It's white sauce. It's white. I think they probably add a little bit of garlic powder to it, too.
Hey, can you play that song for me in honor of the moment on the next song request? I want to hear the Ride the White Horse.
You want to hear that? Okay, for the next prank call, we will. Ride the...
Yeah, for the next time you play music, man. All of you white sauce fans out there, you can hear one of the old classics from the Madhouse Archives on 98.6 The Mouth. Don't ride the white horse.
I don't know. That's not my thing anyway. So, yeah, Gangrene, man. It was cool seeing you for the first time on camera. I see Baz is joining us here. Welcome, Baz. Welcome, Gangrene. Tuck is back, of course, as we said before. If you want...
We got the crew.
Yeah, the crew's force is strong. If you want to reach us again, the toll-free line is open. It is 1-888-278-8509. Again, toll-free, 1-888-278-8... Did I just fuck that up? It's 1-888-278-8509. Call us. Talk to us. Have fun.
That's right.
For sure.
888-278-8509.
Yeah, give us a call, why don't you? Okay, we're calling a Chinese restaurant. This one is in Peninsula, California. Peninsula means a landmass that's shaped like a penis. We're going to call Fu Yuan Lo.
It's a peninsula.
Peninsula.
It's surrounded by water on three sides.
Whatever.
A peninsula.
I live on the biggest...
Just like Florida.
I live on the biggest peninsula in the country, which is Florida, man. Suck it. Anyway, Fu Yuan Lo.
You have a huge peninsula. I saw that on the camera earlier.
You homo. You're
one of them metalized, like, Robocop peninsulas that says Heineken stamped on the side. I don't know what that's all about.
Okay, homo.
Don't
ride the white horse.
Hee-haw!
Hey, milkman.
Hi.
I should have played this for that last prank call.
Yeah, man.
I should have played this.
Okay,
faggot! I missed my good chance to use that drop finally. Damn it. Anyway. Go right back.
Stay away from the white sauce. Don't put the horseradish sauce on your burger.
Don't ride the white sauce. Hey, you have white sauce? Hello?
What?
Do you have white sauce?
What, white sauce?
Yeah, do you have white sauce?
For what?
For food! What do you think for? For what? To wax my car. I want white sauce on my rice. Do you have it? You bitch. You old crow.
To place a call, press 1.
You old bitch.
To listen to, please.
For that, I give out the number now. Shut up out there.
Well, you know.
Why'd you hang up?
Hello?
Why'd you hang up?
I'm sorry, excuse me?
I'm sorry, you hung up and I'm sorry. Don't hang up again, please. I'm hungry.
How can I help you? Fu Yuan Lo,
yeah, I want to make an order. Duh.
What would you like?
White sauce.
And?
Poo-poo platter.
Okay.
You got that?
Uh-huh.
Read it back to me.
Poo-poo platter. And your name?
My name is Johnny Frado.
Your phone number?
Is that really necessary? Okay, here you go. 310 03.
Okay. Just the poo poo platter?
Well, the white sauce, too.
What sauce?
White sauce.
I don't know what you mean. God. Do you have a name for the dish?
It's a sauce, and it's white.
Oh, we don't have that. I'm sorry.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Put Mr. Lowe on the line.
Oh, there's no Mr. Lowe.
Put Mr. Yuan.
Oh, you must dial the wrong number.
No, this is Fu Wan Lo.
Right.
If you hang up on me, I'm with the TV, and I'm doing a report.
Okay, do the report. Thank you.
Hey, you're on the... You're I'm going to call her one more time.
To place a call, please answer the...
Ted's in the house. Ted, welcome.
We don't know.
I'm making the TV show right now. I'm Jack Valente with the News Stoppers.
Okay.
With the Problem Solvers.
Oh, okay.
And it's Sweeps Week, lady. You're in for the ass raping of all Chinese restaurants in town. I hope you're ready to go out of business.
Okay, thanks.
You remember the fat man that came down and you guys made fun of him and told him to go home because he was there for 4 hours? That's me.
We don't know what you're talking about.
I was in there, and you said I was there for 4 hours, and I was too fat, and I had to eat vegetables.
Oh, we don't know what you're talking about.
Well, guess what happened? I got a job with the TV. She doesn't know what I'm talking about, liar.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your report...
Neither do I, but that's okay.
Neither does Tuck. All right, sorry, Tuck. Nobody does. I don't know what I'm talking about. Meh. Whatever, we're still having fun. We don't have to know what anything is around here to have fun, don't we, guys? Yeah, baby.
Phone machine, you're on the air.
90.60 miles.
Hey, Milkman, can you shut up? Who's this? Ted!
Carlito.
Hey, you going airplane?
Tomorrow I go airplane.
I was listening to that today. I need to edit that still.
Carlito.
Zev to Zev was saying I should have used the cream of some young guy.
You don't sound like you belong in this country.
No, I don't have long at all. All meals come with massage and a happy ending, says Saigon. That's always fun. Interesting. Ted, how you been, man? You've been really happy reclusive here lately. Where you hang out at now? What is the deal?
I'm not really reclusive. I just... Why do I hear myself? Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, because you're on the computer?
Yeah, okay, I'm the computer machine.
Anyway, what are you saying?
All right, now you're really quiet.
What do you say?
There we go.
All right, seriously. So where you been busy with school or something?
Yeah, school and work. But I am online at night. I just hang out in the Ventrilo or whatever.
Okay, well, I got to look.
I've been really hanging out in the IRC for some reason. I don't know. Because nobody ever talks in the IRC. They just idle.
People just idle and sit there, wait for someone else to talk. It's like, come on, man, be a trooper, talk.
So at least there's this guy, Boniface, and his friend Zugged, that they sit in the Ventrilo and play Ultima Online all day, but...
Really?
It's fun to just talk with them.
Yeah, I think they're waiting for Jin to make a reappearance. They're always looking out for him. They're big Jin Stewart fans. I wanted to ask you a question, Ted, and if this is too personal for you to talk about, I understand. I'm considering getting a vasectomy. And I know that you underwent the procedure yourself here recently.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to have babies.
No, fuck that. I don't want kids. I was discussing here with Athena, and I might get a vasectomy. But how do they put you under for that, man?
No.
Oh, my God. Forget that. What is it? Do they burn it?
No, but there are some doctors who would put you under general if you asked for it.
It's too crazy because I'm afraid I'm just going to, like, flinch.
They offered me, like, a sedation pill, but it wasn't, you know, tell everything that was going on. But it wasn't that bad. It wasn't, like, the best experience of my life, but I didn't feel any pain.
Did they cut at the nut or at the shaft?
The nut. the sack.
The sack? Like towards the base of it?
In the center, like the front center.
Is it like a laser, or is it an actual scalpel that they use? Well, I mean, a scalpel.
Yeah, and then they pull the dudes out through the cut.
Oh, no, no, no. I can't be awake for that.
No.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm sorry, dude. No way. Wow.
You can't see it. You can't see it, though, because you're on your back in stirrups.
You're in stirrups? Oh, shit.
Hey, to give you some perspective, my wife watched them do it to me.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah, she sat there and watched them do the procedure.
So instead of you having to sit there and watch her...
right there. Mm-hmm.
Instead of you having to sit there and watch her push a baby out of her vagina. That's nice.
Yeah, well, you know...
Evilly laughing?
No, the guy... What I noticed, though, is like I tried telling jokes to kind of relax myself, and I know that this guy has heard every vasectomy joke on Earth, I'm sure, because he said that he did 5,000 vasectomies before mine.
Well, I'm sure everyone's been the trooper when they go in there with a joke, I'm sure, yeah.
Everybody's like, you're the one about the... And he didn't even respond, man.
He's like, whatever.
Just let me hang in there.
Oh, shit, he just... That's... Oh, man, now... Oh, they're pulling out tubes out of there? No. Ooh. Well, so...
He's like you might feel some tugging. So like when they're pulling the vas deferens out, you might feel like a little pulling sensation.
Oh man! No.
But it's over in like 10 minutes, dude.
That's 10 minutes too long. No way. Ooh. No. All right, here's another question then. How long does it take to recover? I mean, when are you back in action?
Like a week.
Are you? I mean, you had to take a week off of work, or?
No. Like you just you need to spend the weekend just putting ice on it.
Oh.
And then you probably have to wait a couple weeks before you start hitting it again.
Yeah, I would want to. God, if I went into that too fast, I don't know. I'd be scared to do that. Rip that sack hole.
Well, and you have to shave too.
You got to shave before. I do that anyway. I trim. I don't shave all the way. But gentlemen.
You gotta save your.
Gotcha. Well, won't they do it for you if, like, you ask them to? The nurse will do it, right? Like, if you show up there and you didn't shave, they'll end up doing it for you.
Oh, that reminds me of something funny. When I came into the office, it was a woman who came in and said, I'll be doing your vasectomy. And my wife went to her, excuse me?
Did she really? Wow.
Yeah, the doctor was really, it was really a guy doctor, but...
Oh,
my wife
okay.
was kind of pissed at first because she thought a woman was going to be tugging on my nads. So.
Oof. I don't know if I would want a woman doing that. You know, I want a guy doing it because they know more what's going on.
Right, or at least they can sympathize with the pain you're going through.
Yeah, it'll be a little more gentle. A woman will go in that time.
She's
like,
good, one less bastard who can procreate.
Wow, and you have. We're not going to go into the reasons that you did it. That's fine. You did it, and that's fine. I probably won't do it. I do want to have kids. I don't know, but... I don't know. You know, you worry about getting...
Yeah, it's not something to do lightly because reversal procedures are very expensive and don't always work.
Yeah, so you're committed then.
Like, to give you a perspective, it costs like $500 to have the procedure done.
If you remember those Heaven's Gate people, like, got themselves castrated before they drank the Kool-Aid or whatever? That's kind of what I think about you sometimes. It's almost like you did it because you got this mission in life. You didn't want
What's my mission? I don't have a mission in life.
Yourself as a man. I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say. Anyway,
I think it was pretty simple. My wife and I decided we didn't want to have kids, and we figured, okay, well, since we both know that we don't, why should my wife have to take synthetic hormones forever? So.
Yeah. Well, she could have gotten her tubes tied, you know. But
it's actually more dangerous for a woman to have that procedure.
Is it really?
For a man to have this. Yeah, it's a lot less risk for a man to have a vasectomy than for a woman to undergo. Because tubal ligation is like real surgery.
That's that is no tattoo either. I mean, you can get her name tattooed on you, and that's like, you know, a big sign there. But I mean, you got your nuts snipped even. Well, okay. I'm not trying to hurt on you, man. I'm sorry, dude. We're having fun here. I'm going to call, and I don't want you to call numbers.
Right, you
got to
be sure about the woman, too. Like, if you... Yeah. And you also got to be sure about one thing. If the woman changes, that you won't change your mind about having kids. That's the tough one that you got to decide. Like, let's say you had it done, and then tomorrow Athena died. Would you regret having had the vasectomy.
Freeze some of your semen in case you change your mind in the future? Do they give you that option?
Yeah, well, you do that. They don't do it there, but you would set that up yourself.
Okay, okay. But you didn't do that or contemplate that at all then?
No, I didn't want to have cryo baby.
Wow. I would do just in case, because you never know, man. You never know. What if you became the leader of an empire and you needed an heir?
There are some people. Now check this out. There are some people who will they'll have semen because your body still produces sperm. Okay, just that it gets reabsorbed. Ooh. Because it has nowhere to go.
Okay,
so there are people who will artificially inseminate their wives by using a syringe to pull sperm out of the nuts.
Ow. And they do this themselves, or they're going to, like, a clinic?
Oh, like a fertility clinic.
Okay, so it's still possible, then. Wow. Okay, this has been a very interesting conversation, Ted. It's one of those things, as guys, you know, I was thinking today, and don't discuss this thing, but it's something that's out there, and you've been in this situation, and I've contemplated it, and we've learned a lot. We've learned about the process, but, God, pulling tubes out of my... No, I'm sorry. No, there's got to be a pill I can take. Or something.
They are working on a male contraceptive.
Yeah, but what is, I don't know. A male contraceptive, I don't know. Like a pill, like an oral contraceptive, right?
You still produce sperm, you bum.
Just don't dry out. Anyway, okay, hey, Ted, I was trying to say, I don't want you to have to dial numbers because I know it's expensive for you. And every time you call in, I end up running up your phone bill or whatever it is. I don't want to do that to you tonight.
That's all right. It's like Skype time, so it doesn't really...
It doesn't
matter.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to, but I will chip in now because I have some dough. I've got the Golden Indian Curry House. Would you like to talk to an Indian gentleman?
Oh, yeah. I got to try out my Indian curse words.
Awesome. That's right. You've been quoting me Indian curse words. True enough. All right, everybody. Sorry for the long conversation, but we're just having I was interviewing Ted about vasectomies. There you go. You heard it here first. The vasectomy minute. That was very interesting. Cool. I'm going to do some more research on it before I commit to that.
Quality time.
Quality time here. Quality men time. This is like Maxim Magazine radio. Anyway, so here we are. Golden Indian Curry House. Ted with a prank call. Just a moment. Hang on, Ted. Thank you, sir. Let me find a song to play.
The Vasectomy Minute. Brought to you by Madhouse Radio.
Yeah, that was a good voice.
We snip nuts.
Also brought to you by the Roadkill Cafe. You scrape them, we bake them.
And yeah, gangrene, that's a good number. Zolar wants to call in later. We will have Zolar in perhaps later on tonight. I got to take a break here soon.
Hello, I'd like to place order, please.
What do you like, sir?
I would like the curry chicken.
Curry chicken?
Mm-hmm. Tandoori chicken.
The curry chicken, how spicy?
Very spicy.
Extra hot?
What?
Extra spicy, sir?
Extra, yes. Very, very, very hot.
Okay. Tandoori chicken?
Mm-hmm. And one tikka masala?
One chicken tikka masala?
Paneer tikka masala.
Okay. One paneer tikka masala. How spicy?
Okay, and... hot.
Hot? Not extra hot?
Yep.
Okay.
And... Yeah.
Anything else?
Chana masala.
Chana masala. How spicy, sir?
Mild.
Okay. Any naan bread?
Yes, I'll have some garlic naan.
Two or three? How many, sir?
Three pieces.
Three pieces?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any sister?
What, sir?
Do you have any sister?
Sister, sir, what sister?
My friend tell me that you are a Bantrod.
Sir, you don't understand what you say.
You speak Bengali?
No, sir.
No, you don't speak Bengali. Then you wouldn't understand what I'm saying.
Punjabi, English.
Hmm. Do you speak Hindi?
Yeah.
And you don't understand Banchot? then this is going to go nowhere. So let me ask you a question about the... So let me ask you a question about your paneer tikka masala there. Picked it up?
Yes.
There was no cheese inside.
Cheese inside?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what?
The paneer tikka masala, there is cheese in paneer tikka masala, sir. Hello, sir?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, mm-hmm, I can hear you. It's just that this call is going nowhere and I'm having difficulty.
Okay, sir. So what do you want? Your order? Anything else you want?
Anything else I want? Tumare. Terama. Sir?
Can you play, want anything? Or that's it?
Actually, I don't want anything.
So your order is ready?
I come and collect it. I will come and collect it.
Your order is ready within 15 minutes.
No. No, I don't want any order. Sir?
Hello, sir?
Yes, I don't want any order. You keep it.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't want anything?
Can you put your sister on the phone? Do you have any sister? I'm calling from India. From Bombay.
And he's gone.
He doesn't speak Bengali, so that's it.
Well, was he Mexican, do you think, or was he actually one of those? I think
you
it was...
You have $5 now.
Ted? Lost Ted.
Well, we lost Ted there temporarily. Oops. Whoops. We lost Big Balls Ted. Yeah, Gangrene, that is a very good announcer voice. You really should, start recording promos for us or something. Ted, is that you?
Yeah, I promise my computer machine.
Jeez. Oh, now I got really bad audio. Hang on, let me try to fix that here.
Alright, let's do something non-Indian related.
Yeah, let's do that. I got a Radio Shack that I thought we could call. It's in Hawaii.
I think about calling World of Warcraft technical support.
What is up with the phone? Hang on. There we go, fixed. Jeez. God damn it. Anyway, this is a Radio Shack in Hawaii. You ready for that? Woo, I am. I'll open it up, though. That's this time here. And you feel free to interject if necessary. All right, sorry that took so long. I actually had to go and pull out the Visa card and make a payment on my spoof card. Is this Radio Shack?
Yes, this is.
Good. Do you have parts?
What kind of parts?
I need parts. I'm in need of several parts here. I am working on my dial machine, and my associate in the background here has the guide, and he can tell you exactly what parts we need. But I have a Visa card, and I trust that you accept Visa in this country. I have never been to Hawaii before. I grew up in Alabama.
All right, I'm taking it apart now.
We're doing some work on some cranes out here, so we need to actually get this mount up. And I'm certain you guys can help us out. We need to get you in front of your computer.
You know what the problem is?
What?
One of the transformers in the crane engine seems to be burned out.
Oh, fuck.
If we don't get it replaced within the next 5 minutes, I'm going to have to drop this big thing of steel that's on the end over here.
Well, we don't want that.
No.
Steel's expensive, and when you drop it, it's brittle. Miss Red, is the Radio Shack person there? Ma'am, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, well, you're very quiet. Are we intimidating you?
Because I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, well, you're very polite. Thank you, sweetheart. All right, so we need parts.
Yeah,
she's very hot. Hot parts, ma'am. Are you in front of the inventory machine?
What parts are you guys looking for?
All right. Associate, what do we need? Jack, please.
Okay.
He's looking.
Okay. What I need first is I need a microcontroller.
Okay.
Model A416.
Repeat that again.
A microcontroller model A146. It's the one that has the 16 kilobyte stamp controller module on it.
Okay, let me check if I have that in stock. Give me 1 minute.
I'm going to RadioShack.com to find weird part numbers. Everybody go out to the Radio Shack website, find something weird, and give me the part or item number, and I will give it to her. Thank you. Are we okay? Are we going good with this? What do you think? What's your expectation?
Yeah, we'll
see where it goes. Gangrene, we really need you to start. I need you to record some promos, man. I just need you to do some voiceover, please.
Are we on hold?
Yeah, we're still on hold. I don't think she's qualified. Like, she doesn't have
I don't think she's qualified to find these parts.
Nope. Where'd you get the part number? Did you come up with
it? I made it up.
You made it up?
Duh, I can't get it to work, duh.
What are you doing back there?
I'm just finding stuff to make noise.
It sounded legit, though. You're sitting like, like an accountant back there just rustling away.
It's like a...
Oh, man, this lady's taking a long time.
Prank with Carly Jones. So I'm just trying to make noise in the background. We're trying to convince this lady at Radio Shack that we're trying to fix something and coming up with fake part numbers for her to look up.
Yes, folks, that's exactly what we're doing. Let me play some background music here for the people. We're going to be taking a break soon, however, and maybe Ted can call back, but if you'd like to.
I think it's a big noise.
I got to use the restroom machine. And
oh,
I want
to go?
Well, no, we got time, so we'll wait for this to pan out, hopefully.
She's probably, like, searching the store top to bottom.
Don't know for this part number. She's going to come back, like, 5 hours later. Hello? Hello?
She gets paid to type numbers into the computer.
Probably. That's what I get paid for if I was there. All right, I got to let this go, Ted. This is not going.
Yeah, I don't think she's going
to
come back.
This is not going to go to where I want it to go. Dude, you know what? I haven't called in the show in a long time since the conference special, and that's coming up after the show. That's actually next in the rotation. That's a great show, the conference special. Walmart. We haven't messed with Walmart in a long time. That was fun.
Yeah. Conference idea.
Ted, you were gone yesterday. That's what I was looking out for you for. Did you know that yesterday Starbucks closed for 3 hours from 5:30?
I heard about that, the Starbucks closure, and then... Dunkin' Donuts said that they would be selling coffee for cheap during that time.
Oh, good. Good for them. I like Dunkin' Donuts coffee actually better than I do the Starbucks coffee. I think it's a higher quality, more robust blend, and it's good to support Dunkin' Donuts. Good to support the little big company. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is all their staff, or the majority of their staff, was having training at that time at the stores. I thought it would have been a perfect time to do conference calls, saying we're calling from corporate, and telling them to go ahead and cancel the training and open up as soon as possible because it wasn't working. Like, the stock had dropped really quickly because of it, and we wanted everyone to open up immediately for business and see if we could get any stores to actually reopen up, you know. That would have been awesome to do, but I would not have the ability to do it on my own because I really only have one working line. I wanted to, you know, conference out. Look at this. This beer came out.
I can do that with Skype again, so.
This is entirely foam right here. Look at that. Look at that. Bull crap. This piece of shit. It's fucking shit. Stupid damn fucking keg. Piece of shit.
What happened?
Stupid keg thing that I bought. I threw it on the ground. That's probably going to have a lot of foam. I got mad. Let me go pick my keg back up.
I'm very angry and upset right now. That's all I get.
I bought these $20 keg of Heineken's, you know, you can buy. Have you seen the commercial for them? And all that I get is foam, man. It's straight up foam. Nothing but foam.
It's like foam.
Foam. It's not beer, it's foam. It's the fun in foam. It's gay. Okay, anyway, let's do one more call here. I got a GameStop. in Hawaii. Or we got another Indian restaurant here. But let's try this GameStop. I'm gonna leave the casino. We got a casino. I'm gonna save that for the second half of the show. Or I think I might just stay on and end the show here pretty soon. Like maybe stay on until one straight through. I don't know. We'll see what I do. Anyway, hang on, folks. Next prank call of the night's coming up just now. I was playing music earlier. Here we go.
You did. I sent you some Saipan numbers.
You did? Did you? Baz sent in Saipan numbers. Interesting. Coffee Care Saipan. And the Valley Inn in Saipan. A typical Saipan woman answered. Should be easy to confuse her. Very true. All right. Hang on, folks. Next prank of the night coming up. I'm trying to call a GameStop in Hawaii, but it doesn't even ring. It goes out and it just sits there. Oh, there it goes. Shit.
Oh, thanks for calling GameStop Winter Mall, where we give...
Hey! Yeah, good. I didn't get your name.
William.
Yeah, I was thinking about this Smash Brothers tournament. How can we get in? It's me and Paul. It's me and Paul.
Yeah, man, we want to do Smash, man.
Smash Brothers all the way. We'll represent. Uh-huh. We'll represent, man. We'll represent...
I'm the master of Melee, man.
We're always in the Windward
right,
Mall.
You having a nice day?
Dog, that's my mall, man. I own that mall.
Wait, I have a question, though. Do you sell World of Warcraft expansions there?
Indeed we do.
Okay, now if I buy that game and I become addicted to it, do you have any sort of resources regarding that?
A WoW helpline? I'm afraid nothing like that exists, I'm sorry.
No, it has to exist.
Someone
look, I have a friend who got addicted to Warcraft, and he turned from a healthy, youthful man of aspirations into...
All right, you two have a nice day. Goodbye.
...into a grinding...
I will not have a nice day. I'm going to call him back to tell him so that he knows for a fact that I'm not going to have a nice day. For the guy to come back
you
here.
You have a nice day, Clank.
I will not have a nice day, you... Fucker. Oh, we got a bunch of Walmarts this year. Alright. I came in quick. Hang on, Ted. Don't go nowhere. New News calling for UK calls.
Thank you for calling GameStop Winward Mall. We'll give you top value for trade. This is Candy. How can I help you?
Candy, I want to let you know that I will not have a good day. Absolutely will not have a good day after the way I was just treated on the phone. You got that? So write it down and you give it to that boy who answered the phone earlier was so...
You do know that your number is traced here, and I'm going to be calling the...
I'm blocking the number. You have no idea what my number is, because
I have a legitimate...
5412145, thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
I have a legitimate reason for calling.
Oh, my God, she's got our number. Dude, she's going to tell Mom.
Give me the number, I'll call.
I forgot what number. Hang on, let me find out. We'll call her back from that number. Hang on. Okay, let me clear the line in case she was listening. Hang on. All right, let me see. How do I do this? I log in real quick here. She thinks she has this. Let's call her back like kids and just say, fuck you, or something like that. We're going to tell her that we dare her to call. We need someone else to call as the dad.
As the dad?
As the dad. And make her. Can you disguise your voice enough to say like you're...
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I'll be the dad.
You'll be the dad. Okay, I got the number that I called as. I called as 247-5632. That is what she said. She thinks she's on to us. Little does she know some unwilling victim out there is going to get called the police on. Anyway, here we go. We're going to call back again to GameStop. Okay.
Thank you for calling GameStop Winward Mall. We give you top value for trade. This is Candy. How can I help you?
Yeah. Did my son just call over there? I'm checking on here on the phone. He's calling GameStop.
Yes. Is your phone number 541-2145?
Yeah. Did you just receive a call?
We've been having prank calls. Yes.
Okay.
Been having prank calls here.
Now, I've been talking to him about this, that people don't find it funny when he calls them up.
Fuck you!
All right. Anyways, while I got you on the line here, I got some games that I was thinking about trading. Could you give me the price on them?
Normally, unfortunately, we don't quote prices over the phone because we have to actually take a look at the actual games, unfortunately. And the prices can change from day to day.
Maybe, I don't know, though. Okay. I don't know, though, because, hold on. They're just a good ballpark here. I got Asteroids, Battle Zone, Gravitar, Missile Command.
What system was it?
That's Atari 2600. Atari 2600?
We don't think this is Atari games anymore, sir.
What are you talking about? They're perfectly good games.
I understand they're perfectly good games, but we don't take them in anymore, unfortunately.
You mean to tell me no one want to play Asteroids?
No, that I'm not saying that there isn't anybody who would play Asteroids, but at this this company, we do not take in the 2600 games anymore, sir.
Man, that's foolish. That's what it is. I bet you, if I sold you these games for $5 each, someone might buy them for $10.
Somebody might, but we don't take them in. You could always try Craigslist.
Who's Craig?
No, it's a form of eBay, local eBay.
Oh, I never
maybe
heard
perhaps
of.
They would be able to help you out since we don't.
Sure, you don't want Space Duel or Star Control? I mean, these are all good games.
I'm sure there's somebody out there, but we wouldn't be able to help you out with that, sir.
I've got 50 cards of E.T.
Son.
Goodbye,
now,
sir. Have a good day.
I found them in the landfill. You do know that. That's a true story, that there's, like, thousands of cards of E.T. the movie. E.T. the extraterrestrial Atari game. For the 2600 buried in a landfill somewhere outside of Sunnyvale, California. That game, one of the...
To place a call, press...
For those of you who, if you entertain my video game historianism, that game is one of the big reasons of the big video game crash of 1983. So right there you go. E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Was that bad of a game?
It was that... I owned that game, too. My dad bought it because it was like $5 at Toys R Us. He's like, oh, it is an Atari game. I get it. Oh, it's so cheap. And like, yeah, it was impossible to win or play. Like, you couldn't win the game. There was no sense to the game. It was E.T. walking around, falling into holes, gravitating out of the hole, and then you could eat a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and then there's an FBI guy that would chase you. That's all it was, ever. That's all it ever was. I could not understand the game. And it's, like, notorious for just being that there was no sense. Anyway.
You know what? Now I kind of remember. Yeah, there's these little images in my mind about that game.
Yeah, it was, I remember, like, E.T. could fall down a hole, and then you could extend his neck, and he'd rise up like Jesus.
Yeah.
He would extend his neck and rise up like Jesus, like... And it made no sense. And then you could walk around again, and you'd pick up like a little Reese's Reese's Pieces thing. I think it was a dead plant, and at one point you could make come back to life. But there was like no sense. You just walked around. It was weird. Yeah. Actually, no. I think you had to put pieces together, and then at one point you would go back, and the mothership would come back and get you. I remember going on the mothership. As a matter of fact, I remember that. Yeah, the mothership would come down after you did something. You had to do something, like three things, and then the mothership would come down, and you could get on it, and it was over. It literally was really retarded. It was like no sense of the game. Craziness. Ted, I'm going to take a break real quick. Get off the line so we don't waste minutes, and then probably have you call back when we come back. All right, I got to take a break. My bladder is about to explode.
All right.
It feels bad. I really need to get a big cup here for that. All right. On the flip, Ted, thank you for calling, man.
Peace.
All right, speaking of peace, Reese's Pieces, all that good stuff. We're going to take a break here real quick because I got to urinize. I'm asking for a status from Syndicate. Do you need me to get offline for someone else to go on at midnight? I'm late or something now at this point. I don't know. Yeah, am I allowed to still be on? I don't know. Let me know, please, gentlemen and ladies. When we come back, we're going to do some calls to the United Kingdom, UK, per New News request. I will also attempt to find one of my cats and put her or him on the cam. Watch out for that. I know Zolar is interested in being in on the show. The Bad Boys of Iowa want to call in tonight also. We got a few people who want to call in. We got some numbers here also. Just to let you know here, when we come back here, we'll be back in 5 minutes after the break. We've got Casinos in Paradise, we've got Flavor of India, and we have a whole ton of Walmart stores Maybe me and Ted will do a conference special here with Walmart. You never know. Those are always fun. We kind of need a third guy to do that. It's kind of hard not to do it with a third guy. That was the brilliance of the conference special. I'll play that after tonight's show. Be sure to listen to that. It's a great time. And be sure to go to madhouselive.com as well as syndicateradio.tv. In the UK, we have David James Bradley. In Ireland, actually. My bad, Ireland. We've got a vegetarian restaurant in Fountain Valley, California. We got Malcolm King and Eamon Long all checking in from the UK. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff we're going to do when we get back. Of course, here still will be Ted. Milkman is in the house, I believe. Milkman, why is Milkman on mute? I don't get it. Milkman is still here. Milkman, of course. Tuck, Bad, and Gangrene are all here.
Gangrene.
All right. Gangrene, I'm telling you, man, you got the voice. You got the pipes that we need, man. You've saved us. We're going to be maybe we'll make you the voice of the last year. There's almost only 1 year left of the show, everybody. Hope you guys are ready. We're getting down to May. Our wedding date is finalized, by the way, just to let you know. It's actually going to be the last weekend of May. Will be the wedding. The week before that will be the final Madhouse show that we've talked about before. A lot of a star-studded cast, a lot of people are going to be coming out.
I can hardly wait. Where are we going on our honeymoon, darling?
You're not going anywhere. You're coming. You're in the wedding, and that's about it. You know, you go home after that, Milkman. You go home. Anyway, so...
Oh, man, I would like to go to Hawaii, too, and take a trip.
No, you're not coming with us for
I think the dad wanted to go with you on your honeymoon.
Yeah, he would. I'd let him come. He's a good kid. It'll be next May, by the way. Gangrene, I see you're asking. Next May, not this May. Next May in Pennsylvania. Not here in Florida, in Pennsylvania. But anyway.
Will Stephen R. be there?
Stephen R., does he live in Pennsylvania? Does he live in PA?
No idea.
Okay, if he does, then we're changing the location. It's scary enough that that Jupe might be showing up. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. 5 minutes, we'll be back. This is Madhouse Radio, 12:15 a.m., Friday, February 29th. I'm going to go make a sandwich. I'll be right back after this.
This break is brought to you by Anal Ease. When your ass starts burning, it's cool and soothing. Anal Ease.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, he's a long way of Temp South, Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Fred Stafford is his name. He lives in a deck yard.
You will.
He's
a real good
drinks his Ripple and gives a heart attack.
What up, y'all? Go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15.
Yeah. All right.
And this one right here.
We're back, everybody. Madhouse Radio.
To all my homies out there grinding, you know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally.
Last part of the show has begun. So be sure you get your last-minute request in. MadhouseLive.com, SyndicateRadio.tv. Message us or call us with your request for prank calls. Or just join us. The cats are—they look too comfortable. I didn't want to get them. I didn't want to disturb Chloe or Dobby. They look really happy. They were waiting for me, or on my bed where I sleep. I don't sleep in the same bed as my fiance. We don't share beds. I don't believe in it. I'm telling you the truth. We don't share the same bed. We don't share the same bank account either. I will never share a bank account with anybody else, including my wife to be. I stay against that. Ted, what do you share, if you don't mind telling us, because you're married here. You're the only, Kokanee's married too, but he's not on the line.
Do you guys have a joint bank account or a single bank account?
Joint.
Joint. Wow. I've told you. I've told. Well, Baz, what's your status? How do you roll on that?
I'm married, and we share. We share a bank account. I work, and she spends it.
Oh man, interesting. That's how it works. Well, what I've told Athena is that we can go to. I told Athena when we get married, when we get back from our honeymoon, the first thing we'll do is we'll go together. We'll pick a bank, and we'll go the two of us to a bank, and we're going to tell them, Athena wants to open her checking account, her own checking account. I want to open my own checking account, and I want to. And we're both going to open a joint checking account, and we want. Our accounts to be able to transfer back and forth from the joint, and that's it. No more. I don't want to share with her my account or her with me. I don't want it. I don't want that trouble. I don't want the trouble that I'm going to spend the money, that she's going to spend the money. The majority of divorces in the United States are a result of money problems. That is a proven, that's a researched fact here in the last over years. That is the case. So, no. No.
That is very true.
That is what I'm planning on doing is, you know. And when I first mentioned it to her, you know, she actually was like, what do you mean? I mean, what do you mean? I don't understand that. And I told her, I put my foot down. I said, you know what? This is how it is with me. If you're going to marry me, this is how it is. No shared bank account. And I stress anybody out there is, I mean, it's working for Ted. It's working for Baz. That's fine. That's good. You know, but I'm just looking out for you gentlemen out there who have not taken the plunge yet. Consider what I'm saying. When you get married.
We have some arguments in the beginning.
You do have some arguments. Because, you know, it comes down to, you know, sometimes you want to spend your money. Sometimes, you know what I did? You know, and I literally, I went to Best, I came home. I was at home. I woke up on Saturday morning. I went to BestBuy.com. I found a good deal. I bought it online and went to pick it up. It was a great experience. I will never, you know, from now on, whenever I buy something like that, any appliance or large electronic thing, from Best Buy or Circuit City, I'm doing the thing where you buy it online and you just go and pick it up. Because I don't want to deal with those people at Best Buy. And I'm okay with the people at Circuit City, but definitely the people at Best Buy just try to upsell you and everything. No, thank you. I will buy it online and I will go with my little ticket and I will go to the front desk and I say, hey, I want my purchase, and they give it to you. They put it in your car, and you're out of there. Good deal. I got a good deal on a 37-inch LCD plasma HD TV. It is a Samsung, and it is very nice. And so I'm very happy with it. I got a very good deal. And it feels good to have a nice TV here again. We got a request of prank coming in from HockeyBear15. We'll get to that in a moment. I don't know. We're just bullshitting here. You know, we're talking about bank accounts and stuff like that. And yeah, we have Walmart's here up on deck. If you guys want to call us, feel free now before we plug up the lines of prank calls since we're just hanging out. And again, the toll-free line is 888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here is 1-888-888, as I said, 278-8509. Man. UK calls. Excuse me. There's the phone. That thing, 1, 2, 3. What happened? I got one ringing, that's it. I got one ringing, that's it. No? Yeah, we hear you, Gangrene. You're sounding good. We hear you now. We didn't hear you for a while. You were quiet. Okay, I'm calling the Pope, Leslie Pope in Lincolnshire. Just a moment, everybody. Play some Indian music. Not this one. We played this last week too much.
पहले जरा रिलैक्स तो कर लें कम ऑन लेट्स हैव अ ड्रिंक ओके कम बेबी
यू आर राइट न्यू योर कार्ड एन एलसीडी प्लाज्मा हाउ रिडंडेंट इट्स अ प्लाज्मा एंड इट्स नॉट एन एलसीडी आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज इट आई थिंक इट्स एन एलसीडी नो इट्स एन एलसीडी टीवी इट्स एन एलसीडी एचडी टीवी
या प्लाज्मा डॉग.
Yeah, plasma sucks. You don't want to get plasma. That stuff goes bad. After, isn't it, like, I don't think it's still, but when it first came out, I remember after 5 years, you had to get it basically refilled with plasma. I thought, is what I understood.
Hey, you going to tell this girl you saw Mother Mary in your hamburger?
Song sucked.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Pope. How are you? Sir?
Who is it?
I was, you know, I'm trying to pour beer, and it gives me a lot of foam. It's too much foam. Will you have any suggestions? I hear you're a grand beer drinker.
Well,
they won't. Do you ever use a keg? Sir, do you know how to use
it?
A keg, sir. Do you drink ale or beer?
What?
Do you drink? Are you a drinking man?
Drinking?
Yeah, alcohol.
Why?
No? But you're British. You're all a bunch of alcoholics and beatniks.
Did you ring a bit ago?
Yes, I did. It was an accident. The first...
Fancy ringing at that time of the morning. What a disgrace.
Well, the first time was an accident. The second time... This is kind of intentional now, Mr. Pope. I'll be honest with you. It's kind of intentional now, and I just had the best interest in mind. I'm asking you about drinking. I understand you're a professional beer consumer.
I'm still in bed.
What time do you usually wake up?
Just after 2 o'clock in the morning.
I don't see. I'm in America. I have no idea what time it is. It's midnight here.
Oh, well,
well.
I'm in America. Well, that's just not my look.
Well, I mean, I don't... What time is it? I thought it was like the same time or maybe like an hour behind. He's gone.
I got some damn good cheese that I bought at the store. Tell you what, good cheese makes a sandwich. And I bought mayonnaise for the first time in a few months. I think it's been almost a year since we had mayonnaise in this house. I bought some for some...
What kind of cheese do you get? Stay away from the white sauce.
The white sauce. Yeah. Real quick, around the table...
They don't call it ketchup in England, you know, Carlito.
What do they call it?
Ketchup.
What do they call it? Semen?
Red sauce.
They call it red sauce? Those homos, man. Those fucks.
Red sauce.
Those earthquake having bastards.
Trinity of Wankershire.
Milkman, what do you prefer? Miracle
Wankershire. Sauce.
Milkman, what do you prefer? Miracle Whip or mayonnaise?
Oh, mayonnaise for sure, man.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have that egg.
Yeah, that's right. Gentlemen, what about Ted? What about yourself? You like Miracle Whip over mayonnaise or no?
Miracle Whip tastes better.
Okay, so my favorite mayonnaise is Hellman's. You know, I like Hellman's over... Is a Kraft? Kraft is the other one, right?
Hellman's is really good, yeah.
Hellman's is the good one, because they put lemon in it.
I prefer Hellman's.
Hellman's is ethic. Hellman's,
yeah, and it's thicker. Well, all mayonnaise has lemon. That's what curdles the white part.
Oh, okay. Because basically mayonnaise is oil and egg white, right? And lemon, you're telling me now, too?
Right, and then they use the lemon to cause it to change colors and emulsify like that. And then that's what happens whenever it is emulsified, it comes white. But if it would like split back up, it would be oil and egg.
Spleens of underprivileged children.
Spleens of underprivileged children. Come on, man. Don't be crazy like that, Ted. I bet you, Ted, you eat mayonnaise, don't you? You use mayonnaise, right? You're a mayonnaise user?
Well, I'll have mayonnaise if it's on a prepared sandwich like Subway.
Yeah.
Do they make veggie mayo?
Veggie mayo. Yeah, they do make veggie
they make
mayo.
Vegan A's
I've heard of too. I don't know about that one. Wow.
What is it got? It's got soy oil, and what would be the other part?
Probably some kind of vegetable oil, maybe. I don't know.
It's got yoga and hope in it.
A lot of love and sugar.
Whatever. Okay, so hey, and here's the thing. When you look at Miracle Whip, it says salad dressing on it, doesn't it? It doesn't say spread, right? It says salad dressing, I believe. Why would you want to put salad dressing? It's a damn sandwich.
Well, when it comes down to that whole spread thing, you know, these people that, like, get those slices, you know, you ever look at it, it says cheese spread or processed cheese food. You know, it's not really cheese. it's an oil mixed up with a little bit of cheese flavoring in it.
Well, you can get
real cheese on it if you want the real thing.
But Kraft advertises that they use milk, not cheese. Or is it, or is it Borden? Borden says, or one of the two, one of those says that they actually said, we don't use oil at the competition. We use real 2% milk. When you buy your cheese, you can get skim cheese. You can get 2% cheese. That's what you want to buy. Don't buy the oil stuff. Don't buy the cheap stuff. The stuff I got here is 2%.
Don't buy a cheese spread or cheese food. Just be careful to read the wrapper. And don't get cheese spread or cheese food because really it's mostly vegetable oil.
Now what about Cheese Whiz? Is there any dairy in Cheese Whiz? I bet you there's not. Cheese Whiz is good though.
Oh man, Cheese Whiz is the shit.
Oh
that's
man,
the great munchie food. You know, there, man. I don't care if it's made out of engine oil. It tastes damn good.
You want me, guys? This is, you know, I'm in Orlando and we have hurricanes that come through. And here on my list of things, this is my list of things that I go out when I know a hurricane's coming. This is what I go out and buy. I go out and buy one jar of Cheese Whiz. I buy a loaf of bread. I buy a jar of peanut butter. I buy some Spam, some pot of meat food products, some sardines, and I buy a summer sausage. And I'm good. I'm good. I don't have to worry about anything else. That's all I need for the hurricane right there. That's all the hurricane food you need.
Nothing like processed foods and meats, man.
Yeah, and honestly, I usually buy a case of beer, and that's I usually drink that before the power goes out. I try to, at least.
I like a can of those export sodas that come in the can, the Keeblers.
Those, yeah. Those, I buy those just, I keep one of those in my car all the time, one of the big tins. Because that's filling, and it doesn't have a lot of...
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you're eating some, like, McDonald's. I mean...
Get the non-salt ones, though.
The non-salt
ones.
Get
the no-salt ones.
No, I like my salt. I need my salt. You need
salt.
The
reason I keep them is that I get... I learned from a doctor once, because I used to get upset stomach when I'd take medication. Remember when I was really sick a couple years ago and dying?
Yep.
Well, I found out that the medications upset your stomach, and if you get the salt-free... saltines like Keebler or whatever and just get the non-salt kind, it actually soothes your stomach. It actually helped me a lot. So if I get an upset stomach, I eat a few crackers and use that, straightens me out.
I've always done that, like, especially like, yeah, if I wake up kind of sick in the morning, I just eat crackers, you know, until I get home for dinner. I'll skip lunch and I'll just have some crackers, maybe some soup. I keep a soup, like not instant soup, but I keep ramen noodles in my car for lunch. And I keep, Campbell's microwavable soups and stuff like that, which aren't really good for you because they have a lot of... The ramen noodles has so many preservatives and so much sodium in it, man. It is not not good for you. Don't sustain yourself on that.
You
I know...
It's a real thing.
You know, when you kids go to college, thing. You're going to want to do this, that what all of us did, because I did when I went to college. I'm sure Ted went through his ramen phase. We all did. Guys our age. It's going to dry you up. You know, if you're gonna sustain yourself on a diet of ramen for a little while, just be careful, be mindful, and drink your water. Stay away from anything else salty. You get high blood pressure, man.
You can lose weight eating that stuff too, man.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a great diet food.
Right. And here's
some peanut butter for protein.
Yeah, we had a suggestion in the chat room. I forgot who it was exactly because it scrolled up now, but someone was saying on toasted cheese was on toasted rye bread. I'll tell you what, that sounds kind of good. I'm going to have to go get some rye bread tomorrow for the weekend.
I like Swiss on rye, man.
Swiss on rye is good.
Swiss.
Yeah.
Melted on rye. Yeah, on rye. Get like the pumpernickel rye and then make a grilled cheese with the Jarlsberg Swiss and a little light coating of mayo on one side. Woo!
Yeah. That sounds good. Little light coating of mayo. Not light mayo, though. That's crap. Wow, we're just talking food here. You remember when Andy's...
The white sauce.
You remember when Andy was on the show and every week we'd end up talking about food for like a half hour? I don't know. We're just straight up just start talking about food. We end up like, yeah, man. We're talking about food. We talk about like sandwiches and shit. Yeah, we're so fat.
This segment has been provided to you by Madhouse Munchies.
Yeah, and Clay's talking about good man Clay. He's talking about Duke's mayonnaise. You know, I've seen that on TV. They don't sell it here where I live, but I've seen the commercials creeping up on national TV lately, and I'm missing out. Another thing that I miss out here in Florida that apparently is unavailable that a lot of the country gets is Jack in the Box. I see Jack in the Box commercials all the time. We don't have Jack in the Box here in Florida at all that I know.
Yeah, we don't have a Jack in the Box
all over LA. All over LA.
Yeah, I know where you are now, Milkman, and where Ted is. They've got plenty of Jack in the Boxes.
Yeah, Yak in the Box.
I would love to get some Jack in the Box, but I've never had it. But hey, you know what we do have here?
It's pretty good shit, man. They got a tasty burger.
We have Whataburger.
The surprising one that I never tried was Carl's Jr. Man, they've got an excellent burger, man.
I've heard that's like the best value you can get. Well, the best meal you can get in fast food burger in America is Carl's Jr. That's another one that's not around here. But we do have
Junior rocks, man.
We do have Whataburger from Texas. The Whataburger chain from Texas, which is awesome. They have expanded into Florida, and there's one really close to where I used to live, where my old apartment. It's still really close to here. And God, I love Whataburger, man. And they're open 24 hours a day. You can get breakfast 24 hours a day.
One of my all-time favorites that you can't see here anywhere but like in the East is White Castles, man. WC's. Now that's culture food, baby.
There's another one that we don't get here, but we do get Crystal. We do get Crystal. Ooh, we have a caller.
That's kind of like Sonic's.
Crystal's nasty.
I don't like Sonic's. Don't Sonic's has got bad service. They got a lot of drink options. Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Who's this, brother?
Much. This is Eric.
Eric, what's up?
Nothing much.
Dude, you listening tonight?
Yes, I am.
How are you feeling? Is it an emotional night for you, or how do you feel?
No, I just feel tired now.
Tired? Busy?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hanging out with my girl tomorrow.
Oh, cool. Friday. Oh, yeah. You're going to take her to a movie?
The rest of
I don't know yet, but I was just going to talk to you about how we don't have any of those food places in Rhode Island. So small over here, we don't have anything.
You don't? That sucks, man. I mean, it's a very small, not so small, it's the smallest state. But I've heard that the McDonald's over there has lobster, McLobster. Is that true, or is that only in Maine? That's in Maine.
I think. Yeah. It's mostly in Maine, but, we have, like, the regular food, you know, like you guys have and shit. Yeah.
The regular food. All right. Can you get any good fried chicken out there in Rhode Island, I wonder?
Yeah, we have some places. I mean, we have these restaurants, Kips in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. They're pretty good for their fried chicken.
Cool, man. Cool. I have to check that out. I hear Rhode Island looks kind of pretty. It's like not many people give Rhode Island a lot of crap, you know? People seem to like it.
Yeah, my friend Justin is a total asshole about it. So, because he's from Mass, so he's always, we go to the same school, but he's saying, how bad it is and stuff because we're known for like gangs and stuff, so he always comes up with shit like that.
Wow. Well, that's cool, man. Well, it's good talking to you. Thanks for listening. Are you listening on Syndicate or the Madhouse?
Yeah, it was a little bit of both, and now I switched over to Syndicate to watch. Yeah.
Cool, man. Thanks for listening. Tell everybody you know who you think you'd like it. Would like it.
No problem. Thanks. I liked it.
All right, man. See you, Eric. Peace. Eric, everybody. Peace.
Yay for Eric. That's nice to talk to a nice young man like that. Nice young American, proud Aryan boy like that. It just warms my heart, man. I'll tell you what. Aryan, come on. Yeah, I'm Aryan, aren't I? More pranks? Well, we're just having fun here, just talking. Carl's Jr. is known as Hardee's to us on Easter. Really? Oh, Hardee's, hell yeah. I like Hardee's. Hardee's has some good fried chicken, too, man.
Hardee's is good, dude. Listen to me, man. Hardee's is good, but it's not Carl's Jr. I'm a big fan of Hardee's. I always have been.
Right.
But they are related, I guess, by the company, but that's not the same product.
Not
man.
The same product.
Once you've had a Carl's, any of their selection, you'll love your Hardee's, but you'll really rock on Carl's.
Yeah, well, there's a Hardee's really close to here, and I'll tell you what, here's the honest truth. On my way back from Best Buy with that big TV in my car, I did stop at Hardee's, and I got myself the biggest burger they got, a 1/3-pound bacon cheeseburger, and I got these bacon cheese fries, and I had a huge 44-ounce Diet Dr. Pepper. This is a Hardee's that's located inside a gas station, if you can believe it. We do stuff like that here in the South. There's a Hardee's inside the gas station.
Yeah,
and so when you get a drink, you got the option to get the big gulp. You know what I mean? So I got a 44-ounce Diet Dr. Pepper. I came home. I set up my TV. Nice. I set up my TV, hooked it up nice, hooked it up to my HD DVR, you know. And then I laid back in an undershirt and my boxers. And I had a beer in my left hand. And I had a huge burger in my right hand. And I was like, that was fun, man. That's fun. I vegged out. That was my Saturday, man. I bought a TV, and I came home and ate a lot of food and got plastered. And it was great. Felt good to do. You got to do stuff like that all the time. Not all. I'm sorry. Sometimes.
What about the mushroom burger Hardee's has?
Mushroom burger.
The old mushroom burger. And then they have this one out here Carl has. It's got the portobello mushroom burger.
Oh, man.
And it's like the next level of mushroom burger, guys.
You gotta step up, man. Well, I'll tell you what, man, Milkman, when you finally come to Orlando, we're going to go get some steak. You know, we're going to go to a nice steak place, or we'll go to that place at Disney.
You got it, buddy.
We'll go to that Hawaiian place at Disney that gives all the meat. It's like meat heaven, man. I'll tell you what.
Oh,
chicken, turkey.
And we've got to take a trip to Ebby soon.
Yeah, we're talking a lot of food, man. This is bad. I'm so stoned. I'm so bad.
You guys are making me hungry.
Let's just get in the show and I'll go get some fast food. I just got
off a bag of nacho cheese chips with a big old healthy dose of homemade ranch dressing. Yummy.
Yeah, Gangrene, you're going to be here in Orlando in a week or two. That's cool. Hell, meet up with me, man. Let's do that.
Cool, man.
The 10th and the 14th. You know what? You know what, Gangrene? You know what? I don't know if you're interested in this, but I think you're going to be here. We're gonna have a huge convention out here. I was gonna go promote the Madhouse show at this convention. I got a spot to get in. It's gonna make some. I have some flyers left over from when Sean Moore was here 2 years ago. They're Madhouse flyers. And I think I'm gonna go and press the palms out there and meet some people. And I'm really thinking about doing a live show from one of these conventions. They're like, you know, collectibles and comic book conventions or whatever. I think it'd be cool to do like a Madhouse radio show live from the floor and do prank calls live. And Big Will said he'd go and he'd actually interview people in the crowd while we're doing a live. We got a whole thing planned. And it'd be kind of
cool.
It'll be kind of practice for the big show next May. Not this coming May, but the next one, May of 2009. The last May of the last weekend in May will also be the last Madhouse radio show. The beer that is all completely foam. Heineken, you know what? Suck my dick. You suck. All right? F you, Heineken. Up your ass. Up your German. Or whatever. Holland. What are they? Dutch? Dutch people.
Dutch
people come from Holland, right? Well, screw you douches.
Get Grosch. Get Grosch, man.
Madhouse radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Carl?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
What's up, Mushmouth? How you doing?
Pretty good. What about you, man?
Not bad. Who was this?
What's up, man? This is, actually, you're going to be surprised. This is Hook Nose from Mike.
Hook Nose Mike?
Yeah, I just went to dentist.
Did you get some oral surgery or what happened?
Yeah, it kind of went in a drill and it hit the back of my tooth back then. I can't speak really.
Oh, man, you sound like you got all fucked up. Did he give us a nice pain meds for that?
Yeah, a little bit. Give me a little bit of laughing gas.
See, that's an experience I want to endure. You know, the last time I went to the dentist, he wouldn't give me the gas. He's like, no, I can't do it unless you have to have a physical before you do it. I was like, oh, fuck that shit. Just do it. Just drill. So was it a wisdom tooth, like one of the ones in back, or was it another molar?
It was right in the back of my, like right back there, mouth was still kind of numb.
Okay.
Right, really back, right in front of wisdom teeth.
So
I won't be doing a show this Saturday.
Okay, well, so everybody knows you got a valid excuse. God, you sound, I'm being honest with you, brother, man. You're cool, but you just sound so funny right now. I'm so sorry. This happened to me last year. It was so horrible. I couldn't do a show that same week, man. But, man, take advantage of the pain meds. And stick to soups, you know, and Jell-O. You'll be all right, man. 3 days, you'll be all right, man.
Yeah. But I just wanted to make the announcement on your show, Carlito, and I'm just going to sit back and chill and listen to the end of the show, man.
Okay, well, good. So everybody, we'll stay tuned and get better, man.
All right, man.
Thanks, man. All right.
All right, peace.
That's Hook Nose. God damn it, man. I hate the dentist. I do. I feel for him. I am very sympathetic because I'll tell you what, man. The dentist is not fun. I had to get a wisdom tooth pulled out last year, and
oh, it hurts so much. Please, can you give me something? I never had this before.
Oh, we can give you. I can give you this.
What is that? I've never used painkillers before.
Ha ha ha. Yeah, right. I need to get back on prescription soma, man. That's where it's at. Prescription soma. You get yourself a prescription, half a prescription Soma and a beer. Perfect nightcap right there. Yes, instant nightcap. There was a website out there that Andy showed me. former co-host of the show, Andy showed me a website where you can sign up, and you don't need a prescription, but you can get tons. You can get Viagra, you can get Soma, you can get a bunch of painkillers, muscle relaxants, and ED aids. And basically, there are doctors that are on the website that will they write you the prescription themselves after they talk to you and get your symptoms. So you can tell them, oh yeah, I've got this, and I've got this, and I got this. And the doctor say, okay, no problem, I'm going to write you a prescription for so-and-so. And we'll keep it here on file, and go ahead and order, and you pay for your pills. You pay normal market price for your pills. I don't know about steroids, Gangrene. Gangrene's asking about steroids. I know there was a company here in Orlando that was doing that the same way for steroids only, though, and they got busted big time. They got raided. But, yeah, I don't remember the name of that website, and I don't think I would give it out either, because I don't want that type of responsibility on me if one of you were to do that and die as a result. But, yeah, I think I'm going to try to go to a doctor soon, see if I can get some pain meds coming out. The request to prank that we received, it's for a dude named Eric, always on Xbox Live, swears, is racist, anti-Semitic, has a girlfriend, and a mustache. That was sent in by Hockey Bear. Well, we haven't done prank calls in about, an hour now? Jesus. Are you guys still here, Milkman, Ted? I mean, it's real quiet. I'm rambling.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we're here. How many listeners do we have?
Yeah, I'm here, but I don't think you're hearing me.
No, I hear you, Milkman. You sound good. You sound good, Milkman. Uh-huh. We got 32 plus 17 plus 5, 25... We got like 59, 60, 70 listeners right now. That's not bad for live. Pleasure says you get a ton of shit and U.S. drugs. What? Oh, hang on. Let me go back here. I have a site that you don't have to talk to anyone. Wow. But you get a ton of shit and U.S. drugs. No kidding. You don't even have to talk to the doctor. I'd be afraid of giving my credit card out to that company, though, man. It's a shady... Whatever, man. If you want painkillers, you get yourself a prepaid Visa, you'll be okay.
Well, as soon as, you register with their email or they get your IP, dude, you'll be spammed for the rest of your life.
Exactly. Yeah, I know, right? God, that's why they get it to you. That's what they want. They can sell that information for a lot of money. Hockey Bear, if you're listening, dude.
Well, when they ship it to you, there's no guarantee what you're really getting is the actual thing, especially when it's that kind of outfit.
Right. Yeah, Hockey Bear, if you're listening still... If you can send over the gamer tag for Eric, the prank call request that you sent in, his Xbox Live gamer tag, we got a few people who say they'd like to talk to him on Xbox 360. So do that. Penile steroids. Did you guys know that you can get an injection in your cock now and make it hard? I had no idea. It's called something. I just saw it the other day. It's actually a prescription you can get. Yeah. It's got a name.
That would be kind of a weird thing to do right before. Hold on, honey.
I'm gonna look for the. You know what? I'm gonna look for the damn the damn website here. It's not a real like a huge like a normal standard injection. It's a very small one. Like there's needles that I use for my medicine because I'm diabetic. That the needle is not. It's no bigger than. I don't know. It's smaller than pencil lead. It's very thin and very short. I think that's what it is. But they actually show diagrams on a website of how you do it. Pretty crazy. Let me see if I can locate that. It was on... where was it on? Man, I'm trying to remember where I saw that at. I don't know. Maybe after the show I'll get that information to you privately. We shall see. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to do more prank calls. I'm just tired. I'm sorry for coming back and just bullshitting. I'll do one prank call. I'm going to do a little string of prank calls here because a lot of you have been holding just for pranks. My bad. All right, so give me a moment here, just a moment. A few more prank calls before we wrap up the show. Feel free to call in if you can get through. 888-278-8509.
Friends, I'm David Brown. Aaj is khayal ki khushi se phula nahi sama raha ki main ek aise azim fankar, mahan kalakar,
ग्रेट आर्टिस्ट को आपसे मिलाने का काम कर रहा हूं. देयर ही इज. कम सिंग एंड कॉन्कर.
वेल, आई एम हैविंग ट्रबल विद द फोन.
व्हो.
Phone does not seem to want to respond here. I think we're going to have to end the show because I cannot make any calls. Interesting. Sorry, folks. Milkman, you want to wrap us up and get us out of here? Or we can keep. We can talk for a little bit. It's 1, you know. It is 1 o'clock. I got to be up at 7. I got to be up at 6. I got to be on the road at 7. It's almost time to go. I'm trying to find information about that Wang thing. Also, anyway, Milkman, take us out of here, please, if you're there. Are you on mute again? Is that what's going on? Nope.
I don't know, am I?
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Goodbye. Okay. Hey, man. Cool, cool, cool.
Hi, Mrs. Cocaine.
Yeah,
Cocaine.
Yeah, man. Snorted up cocaine.
Cocaine.
Yeah, man. It's like been a really great time, man. Yeah. Cocaine. Where's it? Cocaine? What is it? I never did figure that one out. But anyway.
I don't know.
Cocaine.
It's cocaine.
Yeah,
cocaine.
Cocaine. Okay.
Whatever. Okay. All right. Whatever. All right. Go, go. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Come on. Wrap it up. I got to go. I got to take a shit.
Pull my finger, damn it. Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay. Hold it. Turtling.
There you go. Turtle head.
You're hurting me, man. You're making my turtle scared. You're scaring my turtle. Stop it. All right. Now, I'd like to thank everybody for joining in because we had a great time. It's been a great time, hasn't it, friends? Yes, it has.
I'd say. Yeah.
I'd like to thank our good friends here in the madhouse, Mr. Ted Webb, for showing up. www.webwebtedwebb. Thank you so much, my brother, my friend, my man, my vegetable man. Thank you for showing up and all your great humorings and stylings. And, Ted, do you do your show anymore?
Not for a while, I guess.
Okay. No show.
Well, stay tuned. Keep on listening and tune in right here because Mr. Ted Webb will have a show eventually again. And it is a riot. Hello?
Nobody. All right, go. Milkman, continue. Come on.
Oh, I thought you was on the phone.
No, we're not on the phone.
All right. Wah, 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 wah. And I'd like to thank all of our friends who are joining in here in our team speak, man. Mr. Baz, Mr. Tucker Mike. Mr. Tucker Mike has a show, too, occasionally. When's your next show, Mr. Tucker Mike?
Yeah, Tucker Mike. Sunday.
Tug is going to have his show, and it will be announced. Very
it's Sunday. Sunday.
I'm putting up a new podcast here lately. So pretty much every Sunday, I'll put a new podcast on prankcall.info.com for everybody.
Oh, hey, we got breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news.
On the podcast and breaking news. Go, big man.
All right, the injection is called Caverjet. Caverjet. Once again, that is Caverer. Yes, Caverjet. Caverjet. That is the injectable penis hardener thing. Continue, Milkman.
All you potential penis poppers, take note. Caverjet. Get your peter blown up with a needle, and it may look like an elephant stick for it's all done.
Whoa, 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 whoa. It's Caverjet.
Anyway, I like to think.
It's Caverjet.
Caverjet.
Yeah, Caverjet. There you go. Look it up, guys. Don't be afraid to ask for it.
If you are that desperate that you're going to have to inject your penisoid with a needle of Zoid, then you might be brave enough to go ahead and take the snip. You can call your nearest vasectomist to find out for more details. I'd also like to thank all our friends there in the chat room. There's our good friend, Miss Fall, my sister, Mr. Green Games. Hey, good job tonight. Mr. MST3, Clay, Mr. Da Dead, wherever you went to. But that was a very funny call. Also, all our friends over at Syndicate Radio, thanks a lot for tuning in. We really enjoyed having you, Mr. Zolar. And hey, Zolar didn't call in. Well, anyway.
Yeah, he said he was out there, yeah.
Really good to see you. Well, what happened? Well, he might have had to take a smoke break, and you know, and pinched him off a hoe somewhere, so he might be busy.
Pinched him off a hoe.
We'll get more on that later.
You yeah, pinched him off a hoe. Okay.
All our friends over at Syndicate Radio, thanks a lot. Trigon, all you idiots over there that I don't remember, but hey, we love you anyway. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Good job, everybody. Also, I'd like to thank you, especially our listeners, our friends, our lovers of this crazy styling. We call the Madhouse 98.6 the mouth because it's all about you, our listeners. fee pay every week so that you can tune in to the most interactive, fun, crazy radio show, the prank calls, music, talk, tech, you name it. It's all here. There's something for everybody. Don't miss out on the next exciting episode of The Madhouse. That's right, every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. And what would we do without our fearless leader, our meister of fun, our leader, the Generalissimo, the militia of The Madhouse, Generalissimo Carlito. God bless you and thank you so much for all you do, keeping us alive and fun. Also, bless you too, Miss C, Miss Athena, soon to be Miss Carlito, Mrs. Carlito. Thank you, cats over there. Mika, I know you're listening. All the kitty cats out there.
The cats.
Thanks for tuning in.
Your dirty cats aren't listening.
You got 5 minutes to report to bed.
Your cats don't care.
Big man Carlito!
Yeah, thank you, Milkman. I appreciate it. Thanks to Wilson Loser, and thanks to everyone who called in. No Jonathan tonight. He had an early day tomorrow, like I do. And I posted a link in the chat room to to the diagram on how to inject Caverject into your weapon.
Oh, shit.
Doesn't that look bad? Oh, my God. I do not want to inject that part of my body. God, no. Forget that.
Do you have to, like, have a 4-skin or a 5-skin, or is that a requirement, or is that an option, or how's that work?
You need a 0-skin, man. They weren't used to
a lobster. Well, if you got a 5-skin, then you may have some problems there.
If you got 5-skin, you got too many skins, my friend.
5 snips at least.
You got to turn down the skins, all right?
I'm talking about rumpled 5-skin.
God damn it. All right, we're out of here, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Thank you a lot, Mr. Lunch and Loser, man. We love you, brother.
Anyway, for those listening on syndicateradio.tv, thank you. Be sure to listen tomorrow night. No Zolar, but listen to something tomorrow. Something will be on. Something will make you happy. No Hook Nose, unfortunately, because his mouth is in pain. If you're listening on the Madhouse Radio Network, be sure to stay tuned for the conference special from, August of 2007? I think it was before August. Around there. From last year. Last summer.
Yeah, it was this summer, actually.
It was the summer.
It was hilarious. Don't miss out.
Don't miss out. Other than that, we'll catch you here next week. Thank you, everybody who called in, who tried to call in, and, it was a pretty good show tonight. We had fun. I'm really hoping Reclude will show up. You know, we haven't heard from Reclude in a very long time. I hope he's doing good.
We need to find Reclude. Putting out a big, big magical call for Reclude. Reclude, come in. He's going to report next week, Carlito. We just got a message.
Yeah. Oh, he did? Oh, good, good. Awesome. Woohoo. I believe it, too. And thanks, Ted, Milkman, Baz, Talk. Brandon Vegas was in here earlier. Anybody else who I forgot? Kokanee. Thank you, all of you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody who was in here. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Talk. Prankcall.info.com. Good luck figuring it out.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.